The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody, fan of the Charlie Kirk Show. Rudy Giuliani and Citizen Kane join us. Rudy Giuliani is going through a tough time right now. We have to back him. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We have a tendency on this show to ignore all the chatter from the Vichy French Republicans. When somebody is under attack unjustly, they always have a place on the Charlie Kirk Show. We've done this over the last couple of weeks especially, and we're going to keep on doing this. And America's mayor, a decent man, an honorable man, is under attack in a disgusting way. And I think we all have to rally behind Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani has done nothing wrong. Rudy Giuliani is under attack because he was loyal to Trump and loyal to the country. And he joins us now. Mayor Giuliani, thank you for taking the time. First, how are you doing? And your response to now being booked in Fulton County, Georgia.
Well, thank you very much, Charlie, for that introduction. And I respect you for doing this, not only for me, but for all of the other people that that are unjustly charged, who maybe don't get as much attention. I mean, I have the benefit of getting a great deal of attention for what's been done to me. I have tremendous experience in this area, and I've been through far worse than this. There are a lot of people going through it for the first time, and it's terrible. But it's almost impossible to describe if you were brought up, you know, like a normal American. I wake up mornings thinking I'm not in America. I wake up mornings thinking I'm in what used to be described as the Soviet Union or East Berlin, or maybe even Nazi Germany. The idea that people can be charged based on politics. I mean, even if you just posit the following, right now we have under indictment, based on the indictments of four different Democrat district attorneys, all very questionable district attorneys, the strongest and most powerful candidate of the opposition party for president, who was the prior president. Now, that never happened in America before because we're a democracy and a country of laws. It does happen in communist countries, fascist countries, Nazi countries, and totalitarian states. If that doesn't frighten the hell out of us, nothing will.
Yeah. So, Rudy, walk us through. I mean, you, in a different time, you were one of the top prosecutors on the planet going after actual RICO cases, actual gangsters. And for doing nothing wrong, now they are coming after you for the same sort of similar charge that you once prosecuted. They don't know RICO if it hit him across the face.
No, they don't. I mean, they've made unbelievable errors. I wish that the professor who wrote this, Professor Blakey, could be here because I think he'd give him an F minus. You know, missing from the RICO case is the extortion. The people say, well, is it organized crime? And actually, it's crime by a very large organization over a very long period of time that has at the core of it very serious extortion. For example, if Trump had called the AG and said, get me 11,000 votes, which, by the way, the president meant, out of the 200,000 that you and I know was stolen. Mm-hmm. And I know that for a fact because that AG had sitting in his desk a report that he was hiding that virtually says that. Now, nobody tells you that, but it came out eight months later with a John Solomon FOIA request. But in any event, it would have to have been magic words there. Words like, if you don't do it, I'm going to break your legs. If you don't do it, I'm going to shoot your wife. Those are the cases I prosecute, not cases where people are persuading, people are debating, people are even arguing. We're all entitled to do that. We call that the First Amendment. What we're not entitled to do is to threaten harm. And we're actually entitled to threaten harm as long as we don't have the means to carry it out. But we didn't even get to that stage. So this is a ridiculous RICO case. It's a ridiculous case to start with. And the worst part of it is it's a frontal attack on the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. It will deter other people from contesting elections that may very well have been stolen from them. And the only way they're going to find out is to go to court and aggressively argue their position. And this is in order to ensure a single party state.
That's exactly
like to call
right,
it the Democratic
Mr. Mayor.
Party.
So I need to ask you, do you think that part of the reason they went so wide on the RICO is to try to get you to turn against Donald Trump in a multi-level kind of gangster type indictment? Do you think that's what they're trying to do here, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I mean, they could get me to turn on Donald Trump, and Donald Trump would turn out to be innocent. I mean, people say to me, you're going to cooperate? I said, I'm happy to cooperate. I don't know a single damn thing that suggested Donald Trump committed a crime. You want me to tell you what happened? I'd be happy to tell you what happened. And look, I've already, Charlie, gone through my house being raided, my iCloud account taken for 3 years and spied on. And the day they took my iCloud account was the first day that I represented Donald Trump. And the day they gave it up was the day that I stopped representing him. So they took it in order to spy on Donald Trump. And then about 8 months ago, they wrote a letter to the grand jury after costing me, you know, $3-4 million at my law practice, that there's no evidence over 20 years that I committed a crime. And then this Fannie Willis comes up with this garbage in Atlanta, which is me being a lawyer, as well as Professor Eastman and the other. We were acting as lawyers. I mean, you used to think you got some protection for that. But Donald Trump has no First Amendment rights. Donald Trump has no right to counsel. I mean, they raided my law office. When I was a prosecutor, which I did a lot better than they ever did, I never raided a lawyer's office. Yeah, and I had lawyers representing the mafia, terrorists, Nazis. I had a lot better reason to do it than in an election dispute. So this is an assault on our Constitution. No one is exaggerating, and the president certainly isn't when he says to people, it is very likely this administration continues just to happen to you.
So, Rudy, you're going to have to defend yourself and in this particular venue. How can people help you with your legal fees and the costs associated with that?
I'll get for you the exact place, but we have a legal defense fund, which they could help out with. It'll allow us not only to defend ourselves, but to become more aggressive and to go after them and try to get the information that they have. Because the strange thing is, Charlie, the crimes being committed here are being committed by them. I mean, this is chapter seven. This is chapter seven in a book that begins with a Russian collusion. So that book has a conclusion, right? That conclusion is Democrats lying, Trump, Giuliani, Republicans telling the truth. And then there's another book, Improper Conversation with Ukrainian President Leading to Impeachment. That has a conclusion also. Democrats lying, particularly Shifty Schiff, Trump, Giuliani, Republicans telling the truth. And then we got the hard drive, for which, if you go back and pick out the last debate, you see Biden accusing us, the president and I, of being Russian pawned. In fact, he calls me specifically, Rudy Giuliani, a Russian pawn. Well, that ends up 16 months later with Democrats and Biden lying, Trump, Giuliani, and Republicans telling the truth. Now, I go on and on. There's no reason to believe that these aren't going to end up the same way. The sides didn't change here. I mean, the lifetime criminals, the Biden crime family, didn't all of a sudden change and become honest. Believe me.
If you could get that link or whatever for us so that we could promote it.
I'll get the link for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to reiterate. Here on the Charlie Kirk Show, we are proud to be a place of political asylum. If you're under attack, you're going through a crisis, and you're a good person, you are welcome on this program. Most of the Vichy French media run away. Oh, we don't want Rudy. We don't want... That's not what we do here. One of the reasons why the left is taking over the country is we turn our back on our own far too easily. We're here to change that. And Rudy Giuliani has done great service to this country, and he is welcome anytime. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the U.S. government seems bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next election, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did it, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing. The security of your future and your family's future is all in your hands. Make sure you freeze the value of your wealth that you are holding. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all other economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. You will also get a 24-karat, 1/4 of an ounce gold standard coin for free. Just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. They're the only gold company I trust. If you want to buy gold, they do a great job. NobleGoldInvestments.com, they're patriotic, transparent, ethical, and responsive. I think the world of Noble Gold Investments is where I buy my gold from. You should too. NobleGoldInvestments.com. So, Rudy, talk about the experience of the Fulton County Jail. You said previously that some people were yelling, Rudy, Rudy, walk us through it.
Well, the jail was, first of all, I'm thinking about today and the president, totally unnecessary. I will say the people... The jail personnel, 100% professional. I've run prisons. I used to run the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And I would say this was, you know, high quality professional staff. No complaints at all. However, you go actually into the bowels of the prison. At least I did. And I think Mark Meadows and the others did. You go into the prison. You walk through the prison. You walk past some of the prison cells, holding cells, and then you get into the room, and the prisoners are actually in the room in which you are, in which your mug, with the mugshots taken. They take a number of them, not just one, in which the fingerprints are taken. It's all of 20 minutes, so it's not an extensive period of time. But the point that I'm making is you're surrounded by prisoners. Now, that can be extremely intimidating. In my case, they were reporting for me. And I think it was legitimate. I couldn't tell. They were yelling out rather familiar campaign slogans that go back to my campaigns for mayor. So I have to assume, which doesn't say much for my city, that a lot of them may have been New Yorkers. I recognize some of the slogans that go back to my campaigns, either for mayor or for other offices, or my son's recent campaign for governor. And they seemed pretty much supportive. Go get him, Rudy. We had Let's Go Brandon being yelled out. It was like a rally. So I'm there. So it took away some of the possible intimidation factor. But it is a very long walk. There are prisoners there. I imagine they have to have some other way of doing this for President Trump today. It would be just a travesty if they did that. And I don't understand the mugshot. For me, I'm pretty well known. But for him,
for humiliation, that's what it is, Mr. Mayor. It's about humiliation.
Even think about the bail. Well, I mean, he put up $200,000 bail. If he wants to run away, $200,000 is going to stop him? It's a ridiculously symbolic insult.
Yes.
I mean, $200,000 is useless bail. It's just done to make him look like a criminal, which he is not.
So, Mr. Mayor, do you have the website, by the way? Were you able to dig that up for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rudy Giuliani, freedomfund.com. And I think your people.
Yeah, we have it on the bottom. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. Good. So, Rudy Giuliani, freedomfund.com. So, Mr. Mayor, you're going to fight. You're going to fight this?
Oh, yeah. Like hell, boy. All that stuff. I'm going to test. I mean, they had articles like Mark Meadows was going to testify, and I was going to testify, and Professor Eastman was going to testify. Professor Eastman told him yesterday, no how, no way. I don't lie. See, because when they're asking us to testify, they're not asking us to testify. They're asking us to lie. When they say they want me to cooperate against Donald Trump, I'm happy to cooperate. Not against him, cooperate. If I cooperate, all he did was legitimately contest an election that he truly believed was stolen. Now, even if he's wrong about that, as an American citizen, I always thought, you know, we have a right to free speech. We have a right to our own opinion. They don't get to determine the truth. And then we all go to jail if we vary from the truth. That's 1984, Charlie. That's not America.
I'm afraid we're at that place now, Rudy. And that's why I told our team we have to have Rudy on. The bad guys, the leftists, they hated you when you were in New York. They hated when you were mayor. And part of this is revenge against you. It really is. This is decades old enemies. And I think you would agree with that.
Oh, yeah. It's a comment. I'm not just a victim of President Trump. Some are. I'm a dual victim of their hatred of what I did.
That's right.
You cleaned up the city. New York.
That's right. Now we're getting somewhere. Yep, that's right. You cleaned up New York. You cleaned up the crime, and they hated you for it. And you turned New York into a world-class city. So, Mr. Mayor, we have your back, and it's so wrong what they are doing to
you. I know that.
And so many others.
It's tremendously appreciated. It's the strength that gets me and Donald Trump through this, supporters like you and so many others.
Well, thank you. Come back on soon. And check out the Rudy Giuliani Freedom Fund. Pitch in some money if you can, guys. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Listen, as students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest, most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. And these days, in addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you and me. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from my friends at Hillsdale is through InPrimus, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. My listeners can sign up for free at this special website, which is available for a limited time. It's at charlie4hillsdale.com. I look forward to InPrimus each month, and you can too. It's interesting, useful, and free. The best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale and InPrimus at charlie4hillsdale.com. They're an excellent college, America's greatest college, charlie4hillsdale.com. Joining us now is Citizen Kane from citizenfreepress.com, my go-to website. I visit it multiple times a day. Kane, thanks for taking time. Today, Kane, your initial reaction in the last 24 hours, debate, arraignment, Trump, Tucker, the floor is yours, Citizen Kane.
Well, Charlie, here first, let me remove my 5 masks. You know, I may be alone in my office, but you can never be too careful, according to the CDC.
You can never be too careful. Safety is our God. That is right.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Okay, so I've got 4 of them. Okay, they're all removed now. So my reaction to the last 24 hours, you know, when I signed up for this job, when I created Citizen Free Press, I had no idea what was coming. And this... You know, how do you take it all in, right? You had Prigozhin dying yesterday. Covering that was kind of intense. You had Giuliani being strong and forceful as he left New York and then smiling like a Cheshire cat when he left the Fulton County courthouse yesterday, knowing that his mugshot would be released. You've got all kinds of groups, probably hundreds, perhaps thousands in Fulton County as you and I are speaking right now. You've got Blacks for Trump. You know, yes. I always wondered where Blacks for Trump was located. It makes sense that it's sort of an Atlanta-based group. And they're out in force, in extreme force in Fulton County this morning. You've got police 20 feet away with long guns. You have the president. Hey, let me ask you this. I've been trying to figure out, do we know when Trump is going to fly into Fulton County?
We don't.
Is That's it kind slated of for later this
That's
afternoon?
A mystery. It could be tomorrow, too. I guess they're working on the logistics. And I mean, Kane, this is so obviously a Soviet-style humiliation tactic. Really, the mugshot. I think we should lean into the mugshot. I think he should smile. I think that he should go for it. I think that he should make it the most popular mugshot in the history of mugshots. Kane.
How about the thumbs up?
Yes.
Maybe even the double thumbs up. I don't know if they allow you to show your hands in mugshots.
I would buy that t-shirt. Are you kidding me? He has to get that up on DonaldJTrump.com immediately. I would buy that shirt. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. Yeah, if he got the double thumbs up, that would be beautiful. It's all nuts, Charlie. You know, I occasionally leave the office for 5 minutes and walk through the living room and the TV is on and regime media. I saw ABC last night. Everyone is covering this breathlessly. It's an absolute show. They failed on Russia for three straight years. And so now this is what they have and they're going to bleed it, but they can't help themselves. They really can't help themselves. I don't think they have any idea how it's galvanizing Trump supporters. And we're, you know, you and I have talked about this all the time. What's really going to happen? Our 40% is going to vote for Trump. Their 40% is going to vote for Biden or Gavin Newsom. So what happens with that 20% in the middle? So that's what they're trying, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Kane, kind of, you have a really good idea of the pulse of the base. Reaction from the debate, big takeaways, big wins. You know, who do you think might have quote unquote won? What is the vibe from CFP Nation?
Well, you know, most people said they weren't going to watch and then they ended up watching anyway. And it's been unfortunate. I'll do a little side note. You know, Fox News has a rule about using clips from that debate. They're limiting it to 3 minutes and they can only stay up for 7 days. So CFP and our Twitter feed, we haven't been really able to clip out the debate as well. But in terms of, you know, what the groundswell, I've seen a lot this morning. There were about 700 comments last night from the debate until 4 a.m. and then another 600 this morning. And in general, people like, you know, the work that Vivek did. They think he did well. There are always, you know, in comment sections, when someone talks positively about Vivek, then you have the crowd that comes in and says, you know, he's WEF, he's George Soros, you know, because Soros's brother, Peter Soros, probably never met Vivek, paid for that. Or Vivek was a Soros scholar at Yale Law School. So anyway, my point is nothing is clear cut. There are no winners. There are always critics at CFP. But I don't think anyone, you know, the only positive things I've heard about anyone are just DeSantis and Vivek. The rest have been jokes that people have been making about Christie. I think it's basically turned out exactly as we thought, that you're going to have a group of people up there that most of the MAGA base, is ignoring because they've made their mind up for Trump already. So it was a complicated response to the debate.
Yeah,
so I'll end it with that.
So but Kane, I want your reaction. Did you watch it or you watched parts of it? I'm sure you did. I'm sure you caught part of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen the whole thing.
For me, the big takeaway and where I was most upset is the audience, because if you were just kind of, let's just say, an independent voter, if you were a Democrat, which I really don't care, but if you were just an open-minded person and you were watching the debate, you would think that audience was emblematic of the Republican base, when it wasn't. That's what I was most upset about, is that is not where the base stands at all. And they were almost trying to create this psyop of booing Vivek because he stood against Ukraine, booing Vivek because he stood against the totalitarian, greeny, Marxist climate change agenda. Kane, that audience was not an accurate picture of what the Republican base is.
It was staged. That was one of my, you know, hopefully my voice is okay. I was screaming at the television last night, absolutely screaming. And I had the same reaction at you as you. It was staged. It was an RNC show. It was Romney's chosen audience. And it was so obvious. You know, I was happy at least that there were some boos when who took it? Asa Hutchinson took a big shot at Trump, I remember, and he got booed. So I was happy that, you know, that MAGA at least represented. But there's no doubt. I mean, they controlled I don't know the details, but I got to assume that the RNC controlled who was allowed in 100%. To watch. And
that's right. They controlled the ticketing, Kane. I want to play a piece of tape here as a flashback. You'll love this. This is how Donald Trump called it out. This is a great clip. Play cut 150.
Let me talk.
Quiet. That's all of his donors and special interests out there. So that's what it is. And by the way, let me just tell you, we need the tickets. You can't get them. You know who has the tickets for the, I'm talking about to the television audience? Donors, special interests, the people that are putting up the money. So it is. The RNC told us we have all donors in the audience. And the reason they're not loving me, the reason they're not loving me is I don't want their money. I'm going to do the right thing for the American public. I don't want their money. I don't need their money. And I'm the only one up here that can say that. Eminent domain.
Kane, that's when he won the primary. And I think that is tattooed into the memory of the Republican base of that. I mean, Trump would have done that last night in Milwaukee. And in some ways, Blake is not wrong on my team. It almost makes me wish he would have been there, because it would have been hilarious to see him booed by an audience. Holy cow. Kane, your reaction.
It was beautiful. A couple things. One, Trump's face. A couple of the faces he made when the audience first started booing. Those ended up, I've seen those faces in memes now for the last 6 years. It's beautiful. And the second is that I noticed there, I think Trump is more focused when people boo him. It's sort of... Because his answers there were fantastic. He dealt with the audience. He didn't seem in any way cowed by them. He didn't care about the booing. It sort of fired him up. So I think you're right. Had he been there last night, and you know, look, we don't know if Trump's there are a number of debates, at least 8, maybe there's 10. I'm sure you know the number. So I think Trump's going to have a big opportunity to entertain all of us going forward. But going back to your original point about how it didn't represent the MAGA base, I think that's a key point. You know, anyone from the base who watched it, that was probably plainly obvious to them. But for the average Rhino viewer or the independent, they might have been confused by the audience and by the crowd.
Yeah, and that's what
bothers
me.
So it's all part of the show. Yeah, it bothers me too. And it's all part of the show, right? That's what Trump has to deal with. He not only has to fight Democrats, not only has to fight the regime media, but he has to fight an entire wing of the Republican Party. And, you know, I don't think there's anyone else who could do it and succeed except him.
Yeah. So Vivek is getting a lot of positive traction here. What do you think, Kane, about the Ukraine dialogue? I found that to be super interesting. At least one disagreement. But otherwise, it was in total harmony on stage to send more money to a foreign nation while our own country is invaded.
And not only was it in harmony, it was disharmonious with the views of the Republican Party.
That's what is the big takeaway, 100%. Yes.
Yeah, you've seen the polls, right? You've talked about them on your show, and I posted them on CFP. The polls have shown, and it's not just Republicans, it's a majority of the American people, of the American electorate, who no longer want to give aid to this, you know, whatever. People are dying, so I'm not going to call it a stupid war, but there are better places for the hundreds of billions of U.S. tax dollars. And so it was stunning. It was absolutely stunning to see almost near total agreement amongst the Rhino candidates that we have to keep supporting Zelensky and sending our dollars there. And it's frightening. It's disturbing. Yes. There's nothing that we can do about it except laugh when all of those guys get, you know, one by one drop out of the race come January, February and March of next year. That'll be our only revenge.
Citizen Kane, James O'Keefe under criminal investigation in Westchester County. Department of Justice launches a civil lawsuit against Elon Musk today. Washington, D.C. Attorney General launches an investigation against the mastermind of the conservative tilt towards the Supreme Court, Leonard Leo. Michigan has indicted 16 MAGA patriots who signed as alternate electors. Fulton County is booking 18 people in the conservative movement. Alvin Bragg has indicted Donald Trump, and yet our movement did not mention once last night on the debate. Not once, Mr. Kane. how we can respond to the gulag state, Citizen Kane.
I think they didn't mention it because it's not even in their worldview at this point. They're not even thinking about it. They don't. I think, you know, tacitly, many of the people that we saw on stage last night tacitly agree with the prosecution of Trump. They want him out of the way. They've actually wanted him out of the way for years, most likely. And so I think that's probably why we didn't hear it brought. We didn't hear it brought up by any of the candidates.
I totally agree. Yes, that's right. And by the way,
your tweet encapsulated it perfectly. I hadn't even seen that DOJ Elon Musk story. It's funny. I always write notes down during my interviews with you, things that I need to go cover for CFP. But yeah, the laundry list just keeps getting longer. They're attacking us from every angle and we have no one fighting back. In fact, there have been very few people even talking about fighting back. You've been one of the probably the only loud voice, Bannon as well, talking about how state attorney generals, Republican state attorney generals,
that's right,
need to sort of take a look in the mirror and realize that this is the game and this is how it's being played now.
Cojones.
And this is how the media is.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Get some stones.
So,
guys.
So it's not happening, or at least it's quiet, right? We don't know. I'm an optimist at heart, so I'm always hoping that we've got AGs that are silently working behind the scenes.
They're not.
To try to turn a little lawfare 180 degrees on the Democrats. But as you said, it's not being talked about by the top of the party. So, and I haven't heard it discussed on Fox News, I don't think, in weeks. And so, yeah, so it's a battle that I don't know. It's fun. It's depressing, Charlie. But I want to say two things that are not depressing.
Go.
Okay. One is that I am absolutely convinced that we are making inroads with independents. I threw up Charlie Kirk's Rumble page. If people go there, I was shocked by how many. I don't know who you have doing that. I don't know if it's Andrew or whoever, but someone does a fantastic job of putting together 15 or 20 viral videos there. Anyway, so you had a Harry Enten clip from CNN.
Yes.
And he was right there on the board and making sure that people understood that Trump has CNN viewers understand that Trump has a legitimate shot of winning in 2024. And he laid out sort of the polling differences and talked about how at this point in 2020, that Biden was leading by almost double digits in many of the polls, 8 to 10 points. And in the polls that he threw up, it was sort of neck and neck. And I've got some links on CFP right now if people want to go that sort of aggregate the polls. So that's the first piece of good news, is that Trump is doing better with independents. The second good piece of good news is undoubtedly these indictments haven't hurt him. You and I, that's what we wondered, right?
Yes.
5 months ago when we saw all of this coming, we had to ask that question. Is it going to help him? Is it going to hurt him? How are independents going to react? And I think over these last 2 months, we've started to get the answer. And it hasn't been disastrous. And not only hasn't it been disastrous, it might be helpful. So those are two pieces of good news.
I think
a
that's
third
a,
piece.
Yeah.
Nothing. I was going to say a third piece of good news that I want people to know is that America and Republican Party and the MAGA base is not racist. How do we know this? In a brand new poll that we just posted, Vivek is now leading DeSantis by 4 points, 13-9. So I think it's a wonderful sign, and I'll throw it back to you.
I think all those takeaways are deep and profound. And to go to the second one that I want to just emphasize for a second, there is a silent independent streak with younger millennials, I'm telling you, that do not love Trump, but there's something to this rebellious mugshot energy where he's the cool candidate mm-hmm. right now. I'm telling you, do not underestimate that of the Joe Rogan, 32-year-old, like kind of gym bro, crypto bro that didn't vote for Trump in 20 because it was all too crazy. But now they're like, hey, this guy is punk rock. This guy is Jimi Hendrix. This guy is going to fight for us. Okay, Citizen Kane, we're out of time. Keep it up. I will be checking Citizen Free Press every 5 minutes for the rest of the day. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.